Course 3, Marketing Yourself. Module 1, Tell Your Story.
Almost every successful person knows how to passionately and effectively share their story. Your story should convey who you are, what you stand for, what you love, and in general, be a testament to how you want to show up in the world. When you're clear on who you are and can relate that in an engaging and interesting way, people will feel more connected to you, and they'll want to know more about you. From the beginning of time, storytelling is how we best communicate with one another. The same is true for interacting on a professional level. Be interesting and memorable. Your story is best told when you position yourself in a mindful and intentional way. This is how you set yourself apart and stand out in a crowd. In this module, we're going to show you how to craft your story and how to appropriately share it in a variety of contexts. Different situations call for different approaches. Your language, your tone of voice, your content, it should all change depending on who you're speaking to. We already do this without realizing it. Understanding who you are helps set a foundation for every conversation you're going to have moving forward. So, be confident in telling your story to the world, and always keep yourself open to new possibilities.
What is your story? This can be a difficult question. There's so many ways you can respond. A good answer could be made up of a lot of things. Where you're from, how you define yourself, what you do for work, what your aspirations are, facts about your family. There are also so many different scenarios where this could come up, like during an interview, on a date, or even a chance encounter. This may seem trivial, but if you don't have an interesting soundbite ready when someone asks you about you, you could miss out on a lot of great opportunities in your professional and personal life. Rarely do we fully understand who we're talking to. It's impossible to really know who's connected to whom or how they might have the potential to unlock all sorts of possibilities for you. You have to be open to the possibilities. We all have a story to tell. So how well are you conveying yours to the world? Learn to tell your own story in a compelling and confident way. Practice regularly by sharing your story as much as possible with a variety of people and in different contexts. This will allow you to see how it's received in different scenarios. This is great because you'll need to shift what you say and how you say it depending on the situation. Spin your story and conversations so that they're the most relevant to the specific people you're talking to and in the unique circumstances of that moment. Sounds a bit complicated, but it's really not. You're already doing this all the time, probably without even realizing it. Most of us naturally change the way we speak and act depending on who we're with. Friends, professors, family, elders, young children, or colleagues. How about strangers? Or, for example, if you're out dancing and making a new friend, you'll introduce yourself differently than if you're at a formal event and happen to meet the mayor. Start paying more attention to these subtle shifts in your vocabulary choices, the tone of your voice, and what information you share when you're speaking to different people. As you become more strategic with your conversations, you'll quickly see the benefits. Know who you're speaking with and what their values are. Generations in the workplace. As we mentioned earlier, how you speak to different people should change based on your circumstances, environment, and most importantly, who you're interacting with. If you haven't already noticed, each generation has its own personality. Here are a few generalized characteristics. For example, if you want to really connect with someone from the traditionalist generation, you might want to show the side of you that's more stable, detail-oriented, and loyal. The traditionalist generation, also known as the greatest generation, were born between 1928 and 1945. They're usually detail-oriented, loyal, hardworking, stable, dependent, and they communicate best, typically through meetings. The baby boomer generation encompasses people born between 1946 and 1964. They're known as competitive, driven, good team players, consensus builders, willing to go the extra mile, and they most likely prefer communicating through the telephone. Generation X. Born between 1965 and 1980, they're known to be technologically savvy, independent, entrepreneurial in spirit, and unintimidated by authority. These guys like to communicate through email. Millennials, or Generation Y, were born between 1980 and 1995. They're known as tech natives. They were born with technology. Multitaskers. They're heroic in spirit. They're team players. And they like to communicate most through text and messaging. Generation Z, the latest generation, were born between 1996 and 2010. They're technologically reliant, entrepreneurial, very private, hyper-aware, and love multitasking in their communications. As you interact with different generations, think about how you can best communicate with them. How comfortable are you? Everyone has a different comfort level when it comes to meeting and interacting with new people. Some people are shy and some are outgoing. There's no good or bad here, but we do want you to be able to successfully interact with the world so that you can live the life that you'd most like to live. Before we move forward, let's do an assessment of where you currently are so you can evaluate what you might want to work on. Online, you'll find an activity called Comfortability Assessment, number one. We're going to ask you a series of questions that I think you'll find really fascinating. For example, how often do you do things that are uncomfortable or unfamiliar to you? On average, when you meet new people, do you become a connector and interact with lots of people? Do you initiate conversations by introducing yourself? Do you engage in conversations only if someone talks to you first? Do you sit back and observe, or sit alone and hope no one talks to you? How frequently do you spend time with people from totally different countries, cultures, religious affiliations, or socioeconomic backgrounds? How do you respond when you're in a situation outside of your comfort zone? For example, how comfortable are you when you're surrounded by people from a different culture? Are you terrified, or do you jump right in? How would you respond if you were surrounded by people who only speak another language? Would you panic? Quietly leave? Stay quiet and observe? Would you use hand gestures to communicate or try to speak the language as best as you could? At a formal event, which behaviors are you most likely to do? Do you decide that you don't like crowds and just leave? Do you stand quietly in a corner? Wait for others to talk to you? Approach others? Or happily and actively talk to lots of people? How comfortable are you as a leader? Are you shy? Do you prefer to follow other people? Are you great at what you do but don't want to be in charge? Maybe you're comfortable being a leader if someone else has already paved the way. Or you could be a natural leader and enjoy initiating projects and ideas. Generally, when people want to know about you, what do you share? Too much or nothing at all? How would you rate your self-esteem? Are you the best thing ever? Do you have a healthy level of self-confidence? Are you comfortable with who you are? Do you base your self-esteem on what other people think of you? Or do you not like yourself very much? Another thing we want to know is what your preferred method is of presenting yourself. We're going to ask you to evaluate how you feel you look online or on paper. Are you good at casual face-to-face interactions with people? Are you good at formal, professional interactions like conferences, networking situations, or interviews? Do you thrive on stage? In which of the following environments and situations do you feel like you're at your best? In a professional environment? Out with friends? At home with your family? By yourself? One-on-one? Or surrounded by strangers? What is it about these situations that make you most comfortable or confident? What is it about these situations that makes you least comfortable or confident? Feeling comfortable with the story you have to tell is critical because it helps you define who you are, nudges you to get clear on your sense of purpose, conveys what you stand for and why others should care, encourages others to support you, holds you accountable for your dreams and ambitions, prompts you to spell out your goals clearly and succinctly, gives you a sense of pride, reminds you of how far you've already come, shows you where you're heading, provides you with incentives for moving forward and reaching higher, makes you feel more confident and capable, gives you a real sense of power and control. As we mentioned earlier, there's no right or wrong here. These answers reflect who you are. Some people are naturally more introverted and others extroverted. Changing your natural instinct is not the goal here. What we do want you to see, however, is how your current mode of operating is impacting your interactions with the broader world, which can directly affect the amount of opportunity that you're exposed to or even offered. Being comfortable and effective at sharing who you are with others takes practice. If you're overly shy and don't speak up and say that you're interested in working in the music industry, that door will never open, simply because no one knows you have any interest in it. When you open up and share your dreams, others will be willing to help you get there. If you don't open up, no one can help you. If you're overly enthusiastic or err on the side of being obnoxious, no one's going to want to be around you. Spend some time gauging where you are on this spectrum. If you're unsure, ask your friends and family to give you honest feedback. If you're not used to introducing yourself, it's time to step out of your comfort zone. If you're naturally outgoing, ask yourself if your encounters are as impactful and substantial as they could be. Wherever you are on the spectrum, try to improve how you introduce and share who you are with the world. We really do want you to achieve all that you aspire to, but it's up to you to do the work. Your decision to improve has to come from you. We should all strive to improve ourselves every chance we get. Get out of your comfort zone. Online, we have another activity called Comfortability Assessment Number 2. Here, you're going to think about different real-life situations where you're interacting with others, and think about, when people want to know about you, what do you typically share? What could you add or change that could create more of a memorable impression on the person that you're interacting with? Crafting your story. Here, Sam Peach talks about how important it is to move out of your comfort zone and meet new people. He also talks about how to quickly and easily introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm a senior in college, and for a while now, I've been thinking about the best way for me to tell my story. Telling your story is important because it's what you're going to do anytime you introduce yourself to new people. So telling your story is a skill that everybody needs and everybody's going to be using on almost a daily basis. If you're shy or avoiding people, what you're missing out on is opportunities of every kind. From business to personal, you're missing out on opportunities to make new friends and connections in your social life and in your professional life. A lot of it is about comfort level and learning how to be more comfortable. So the more you force yourself to be social, the more comfortable you're going to be in that area. To me, knowing your story well means knowing which parts of your story to highlight. You're gonna know your entire story, and the problem with it isn't that there's not enough information, it's that usually there's too much information. So knowing how to tell your story is knowing which parts are important, and more specifically, which parts are important to the audience you're sharing your story with. Even organically, when we're talking to different people, we're gonna be presenting ourselves in a different light. When you're talking to your friends, you're going to be talking to them much differently than when you go into a professor to ask a question or when you're going into a job interview. So in that sort of way, we're already used to presenting ourselves from different angles and in different lights. While the major points are the same, the smaller points are going to change depending on the context.
Be your best. You've probably heard it said that it's important to focus on your strengths. Are you funny? An intellectual? A problem solver? Generous and kind? How can you use these skills to make a great impression while telling your story? Perhaps you can use your humor to bring some smiles to a heavy situation. Use your problem-solving abilities to suggest solutions to a problem. Or use your thoughtfulness to pick up coffee and treats for an upcoming meeting. As we've said many times through this course, we want you to be yourself, but the best version of you. By being proactive and leveraging your own unique style and strengths, you can often adjust situations to work in your favor. Learning to play up your assets and mitigate your weaknesses is a skill and takes practice. The tactic of playing up your strengths is particularly helpful if you're shy, fearful, have any kind of limitations, are less competent in something than you'd like to be, feel unprepared, or you're not up to par in some way with others. We all feel inadequate sometimes. It's totally normal and natural. Don't be helpless. Do something about it. You can always do more to improve. Get really good at sharing what you want or need in a way that's comfortable for you. For example, if you can learn to lead conversations by using your strengths, you can set the tone early on with new people. You'll also find that you can often sway how, where, or when interactions occur. If you know you work best in serious one-on-one scenarios, request private meetings where there won't be interruptions. If you thrive in fun, bustling environments like after-work social events, try to set up your professional interactions to be in places and situations for you to shine. Do your best to set up scenarios that fit your personality type and play up to your strengths. Online in the next activity, we want to ask you about your strengths. Think about the situations that make you feel strong, confident, peaceful, etc. Think about different ways you can use some of these strengths to positively heighten your interactions with people when you first meet them. Chance encounters. Chance encounters happen all the time. In school, coffee shops, events, parties, airports, office buildings, at friends' houses, standing in line, walking our pets, and at the gym. Every day, incredible people come in and out of our lives that we never meet. Most of them go unnoticed, or we simply choose not to engage with them, either out of fear or complacency. This is so unfortunate because you never know how one chance encounter could literally change your life. The young barista who helped you with the trash could be the daughter of the vice president of the tech firm you want to work for. You never know. Position yourself properly to encourage meaningful encounters with the people you come into contact with, and some of them might impact your life in ways you never considered possible. Are you proactive or passive with your chance encounters? When you see people who look potentially interesting, do you approach them? Do you find ways to spark a conversation with them? Or are you more likely to sit back and watch from afar, maybe even leaving it up to others to approach you if they're interested? Could you be consciously or unconsciously sending the message that you don't want anyone to talk to you? Yikes. Online, you'll find an activity called How I Interact with People. We're going to ask you to answer the following questions. Objectively think about your personality and manner of interacting with new people. How would you describe your style? Think about where you are on a scale of being more passive or more proactive in your interactions with others. How does this impact your ability to meet new people and consequently discover new opportunities? Describe what you could do better or differently. Think about a specific or recent encounter that you've had. How did you introduce yourself? Did you tell your story in a way that was interesting, relevant, and welcomed by the other person or the people you were with? Did you say enough or too little? Or maybe too much? Were you able to gauge the right things to say to create your desired response from them? Think about that encounter and describe it. Again, opportunity is everywhere. Are you aware of it, interested in it, open to it, and actively inviting it into your life? Chance encounters are just one more way to make yourself more prone to unexpected opportunities and interesting new relationships. These really do often materialize from the most random of interactions. Try this from now on. When you find yourself around unfamiliar people, make an effort to connect with at least one, even if only for a brief conversation. Here's a quick and easy formula. 1. Smile. 2. Keep your body language open. Folding your arms, looking down, avoiding eye contact, curling your shoulders in or away doesn't show that you're open. 3. Scan the room. Observe who's there. See who looks friendly or interesting. 4. Make eye contact. Smile to acknowledge that you see them. 5. Get closer and make a casual comment about something around you, something happening, something you're doing, or even something they're wearing or holding or an expression on their face. Find something to say that might elicit a friendly response. 6. Take the conversation as far as you can or wish. This could end up being only a few sentences, or it could turn into an hour-long discussion. It might even spark a friendship or a professional connection. 7. Repeat as often as possible. 8. Take the time to acknowledge yourself when you take the initiative and start a conversation that turns into something wonderful. Soon enough, it really will. Above all else, the most powerful tool we have in communicating with the world is our smile. Advice from industry pros. Kat Eller Murray is a public relations professional with experience in corporate and technology communications. Prior to founding her own public relations firm called Rome Communications, Kat worked as a manager of global communications and public affairs at Google in California. We thought she'd be the perfect person to tell you about how to tell your story and the importance of doing so.
Hi, I'm Kat Eller Murray. I am principal and founder of Rome Communications, an LA-based PR agency focused on technology communications. I unintentionally started in PR at the age of 10. I started a nonprofit called Lemonade, where kids all over my hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma, raised money for the children at the Day Center for the Homeless. And over a 7-year period, we raised over $350,000 for the children and families in Tulsa that were below the poverty line. At 10, I was writing press releases, I was doing interviews. I had started this career in public relations and communications without even realizing it. My major was not in PR, it was actually in sociology and mass communications. And then ended up starting a career as an intern at Fleischmann Hillard, which is an international agency in San Francisco. Spent 4 years there working in technology, communications, and corporate. And then ended up 4 years with Google in-house, working on their enterprise technology solutions. Every day I was working at Google, I was waiting for the phone call to say, oops, we made a mistake. So I think what's interesting is they're always looking for experts, but they're always looking for that interesting story. The lucky part was my Lemonade story was the reason why I really stood out above and beyond other PR professionals. And also just learning to be able to tell the stories that they were trying to tell within the enterprise space. It's important to tell a really strong story about yourself because it allows you to stand out above the rest. The biggest things that you should really focus on when you're telling your story is how to relate to others as well as to provide yourself some credibility. You're really trying to connect with your audience. So figuring out who you're talking to, what they're trying to learn from your conversation and convey the top message that you're really trying to present. So if it's about your experience, you need to tell a story that they can actually put themselves into that place and say, oh, I understand, or I've got that emotion, I've been there. So being able to have that connection is really important. And providing them those visuals. After 4 years in-house at Google, working with some amazing technology and communications experts, I realized it was time for me to start out on my own. I had done the agency route, I had done in-house, and so it was the perfect transition for me to venture out on my own. And I took all the learnings from the last 7 or 8 years and built my own business. Establishing credibility can be challenging. You need to be able to show how you've actually achieved certain milestones and experiences. When you have a strong brand, it's really important because then you stand out above the rest. With brands like Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Nike, you have an emotion. You have some sort of connection beyond just the name or the logo. So similar in personal branding, you're really trying to convey 2 or 3 different attributes that people will always associate with you, whether it's trust, credibility, know-how, whatever it may be. Figure out what those 2 or 3 nuggets are that you want people to always associate with you and your brand, and make sure that they flow in every single example that you provide. What makes somebody interesting is really showing their uniqueness. Being able to show your own personal experiences and showing the emotion or the learnings that you have received yourself really make you stand out. So it may not seem very unique to anyone else, but the way that you present it and the way that you provide that emotion and show your excitement for whatever you've learned is important. Working in a corporate setting versus working in your own business, they're two very different beasts, and it's really interesting to see how they differ. In a corporate setting, you basically have one task. You're focused on whatever it may be. But then when you own your own business, you're having to spread yourself across a lot of different activities. You are chief executive, you are chief financial officer, you're an accountant, you are a publicist, you pretty much do everything. I never thought that I was going to be an entrepreneur. I never thought that I was going to be working and running my own business. I had worked in corporate settings my whole life, and I think it was really important for me to challenge myself, but it's not for everybody. In a way, I do think that we all are all in sales, but I think it should be indirect and in an authentic way. So there are some people that are just natural salespeople, and so they're gonna be on, they're gonna be selling themselves, they're gonna be selling whatever they're trying to sell. But then there are introverts. I'm an introvert. but yet I own my own business. So there are different ways that I have to sell who I am and what I do, but I want to do it in an authentic way. So it's really important for me to still sell what I'm doing without feeling like it's disingenuous. As a PR professional, I like to be behind the scenes. So I think it's important to know when it's time to be out there and showy. And there are times where it's important to be behind the curtain and allow other people to shine. I think it's important for everybody to identify 2 to 3 attributes of who they are and what they want people to connect with them. And figure out what the best approach is in order to get those attributes conveyed. You really want to make sure that that enthusiasm is really out there. Or if you want to show that you're trustworthy, being able to show a few examples without being specific or actually saying that I'm trustworthy. Figure out who your audience is. So are you talking to press? Are you talking to partners? Are you trying to get a job? You know, you need to figure out who you're talking to and make sure that whatever you're trying to say, figure out what that message is before you go in and have that conversation, but also figure out how you can best relate to that audience. One thing that I've always told my executives, especially if they're speaking in front of a large audience, if you don't have that nervousness in your stomach, something's going on and you're not, you could mess up. I think it's important to have that fear, to have that anxiety, because then you're actually on point and you're gonna do the best job possible. I think it's important for people to realize, especially when they're just starting out in their careers, that everyone started out with no experience. So you need to be able to connect and relate and show your excitement for the opportunities that are ahead of you if given the opportunity.
We're all in sales. Whether we realize it or not, we are all in sales. Every one of us has to sell ourselves every day to friends, coworkers, bosses, clients. We're selling our attitudes, aspirations, ambitions, and dreams. Most of the time, we do it without even thinking, and it shows. It's only when there's an important occasion like a job interview, a presentation, or even a date that we take the time to prepare so we can make the best possible impression. But even then, it's easy to fumble if you don't have a solid story to tell. In this module, you've learned a lot about how you're showing up in the world and some of the best practices on how to interact with others. Once you have this knowledge, we want you to use your strengths to accomplish more of your goals. We'll be talking about sales much more in depth in a future module, but for now, keep this in mind. The best tactic is to know how to sell yourself without sounding like you're selling yourself. In order to get to that, you have to know how to do these things first. Again, we'll be working on this in another module, but just to give you a quick overview of where we're going, here are a few tips. Eventually, we want to get you to a place where you're comfortable with who you are. You're able to present yourself in an intelligent and confident manner. You know how to speak differently to different people. You're able to learn a particular language and mannerisms that will truly resonate with each of them. You learn to ask for what you want in a respectful way. Selling myself. As you learn how to present yourself in a genuine but proactive way, you need to learn how to share what you're currently passionate about and also your goals, the ones that you'd like to ideally get to, just in case the person you're talking to can assist in that department. In this exercise, we ask you to bring together your new skills of speaking differently to different types of people and also how to express what you want using your unique strengths. Online, we'll ask you to think about what you've learned about selling yourself and answer the following questions. What career path are you passionate about? Why? What are your goals? Describe your passions and reasoning behind your career goals. We'd like you to answer this question 3 more times, using the appropriate vocabulary, tone, and content for each of 3 different encounters. These don't have to be real conversations. We want you to practice selling yourself and your ideas and your goals to a variety of different people. Think about how you'd talk about your passion and your goals to a friend, to a potential employer, a major industry expert, or a very connected person. Summary. This module is all about telling your story. When you're able to succinctly and interestingly convey who you are, those you are talking to are likely to find you much more interesting. This will cause people to want to interact with you, work with you, and just in general, be around you. This is a powerful tool in all aspects of your life. Learning how to speak to different generations and people of various backgrounds is incredibly important, too. As you learned in this module, you'll want to cater your vocabulary, tone, and subject matter depending on who you're speaking to. Most importantly, we want you to come across as the very best version of yourself.